Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jaco and Miracle Monday, Life Week Miracle Monday. It's one of my favorite times of the week, and we missed it last week, so we got a lot to share with you this time, and it's going to be quite amazing. We have I'm going to share with you some of the stuff I just got back from an event down in Mexico. It was absolutely incredible, Life Week event. So what I love about these events, I get to talk to people. And they share their experiences. So I talked to lots of people. One of them, professional boxer. He was, I think number six. I think he's number 16. So he's working his way up, doing a really good job. So he was sharing his story. I guess he's been doing it for a little bit now, about 6 months, but he'd already won a trip. So he's really, influencing a lot of people. Really cool. But his story was his elbow froze up. He was gonna like, he's obviously got a punch. So if your elbow freezes up, you gotta have both those gloves out there working, right? So one of his arms froze up, and he was telling me that nothing would work, and his trainer basically had LifeWave patches and put the ice wave on his elbow, and it moved within less than a minute. So he went on the box, did really good, and that basically turned him. And then the other story that was pretty amazing, excuse me, this woman was telling me about how she had talked to a veteran that was a helicopter pilot, and I think it was in Afghanistan or something. His helicopter was hit, and he was on a slope or something. It went down, and he rolled in his helicopter, so he got pretty banged up. So he's out. He was like in a wheelchair. He was taking like 3 to 4 pain pills. I won't say which ones, but he was taking pain pills. And she got him on LifeWave patches. He was completely off the pain pills. He was in the wheelchair. He got to a walker. Then he eventually got to a cane, and now he's walking on his own again. So amazing stories, you hear from people. That's one of the things I love about going to those events, get to meet incredible people, and hear from all these different people, their events, and the things that really they had their own miracles, and then they shared, like a lot of us here are sharing, and it's just pretty cool. Before we get started, we're going to have Dr. Annabelle give us a little rundown about the patches and how you raise your hand and don't talk about certain things. So, Dr. Annabelle.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Welcome back from Mexico. And yes, it is absolutely infectious to listen to all these amazing stories. And I can never get enough of listening to everyone talk about their victories, their wins, the fabulousness that they're experiencing thanks to this technology. So I want to welcome everyone who's here with us and everyone who's going to listen later on in the recording to this amazing call. This is our Miracle Monday with Michael Jaco. And so I'm Dr. Annabelle, a pediatrician from New York, and LifeWave Norwich brand partners claim to diagnose, treat, or cure. So now the LifeWave technology offers a holistic approach to wellness. And during this call, you're going to hear powerful stories, amazing stories of life-changing improvements and enhancements in the quality of life of those individuals who use it, but also in the lives of those individuals that we are blessed to share it with. So we'd like to highlight the X39. It's one of our patches, but of course, you're going to hear several of our technologies during this call. But namely, to describe what is the X39, how does it work, and what does it do for us? So the X39 is a wearable light technology in the form of a patch. And so when this patch technology comes in contact with our body within 3 inches, our body heat, also known as infrared light, activates the patch, and that patch takes in our light but reflects our light back to us in a specific wavelength or frequency. Now, that wavelength or frequency has been discovered that it activates a protein dormant. It falls asleep. We decrease this protein in our body called GHK copper peptide. And when those levels come back to the levels that they're supposed to be, amazing things happen. Namely, one of my favorite things to talk about is how it activates these cells called master cells. And those are the cells that repair and regenerate us to a better, healthier, happier, well state. And so that is the easiest way to describe the technology because we can go into the specifics, but it is such a fabulous technology and easy to use and easy to incorporate into our everyday lives. It's as simple as putting on a patch. And so things that we'll talk about possibly will be rapid pain relief, decreased inflammation. My favorite, better sleep and improved sports performance and helping those ailments that happen either from injuries or just naturally over time, because as we age, things change. Other things to note is that we wear the technology for 12 hours on, we remove the patch, and then we give our body a 12-hour break so that we don't overuse and the body gets used to the technology. We want to just use it for the 12-hour time frame, and we give that our body that much needed break. It is non-transdermal, so there's nothing going into your body except your own light. There's nothing being introduced, unlike other patch technologies that you can buy over the counter that introduce something into your body. And so, we use them daily because when we use them daily, we kind of compound the effects. We feel the effects better over time. Some people are very blessed to be rapid responders, and then others, it takes a little longer. So be patient, patch daily, patch consistently, and you will then truly see the benefits that we are all experiencing and that we like to talk about. So, welcome to this wonderful call. A little housekeeping rule. No diagnosis names, please. Just use symptoms only. Tell us how you felt before the patch. Tell us how you feel and what patch you used. And so that we can share and rejoice with you today in this miracle call. So thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Dr. Annabelle. And another story from this one woman. She uses sound bowl frequencies to help heal because she's in a clinic. They do other treatments and so forth, but they use the patches along with sound bowls, and they get incredible results, incredible healing, because we're talking frequency. Frequency basically, our bodies are frequency. They get out of whack. The patches basically help us get back in alignment, and the sound bowls, meditative, getting your brain waves and so forth in alignment. So that's another thing. There's lots of different modalities out there that will help speed healing, and they can be benefit greatly benefit from the frequency patches, so the wearable bed beds. So Dr. Joe Dispenza. Maybe some of you guys know him. He's really into consciousness and so forth, and healing, and how our focus, how our focus basically can speed the healing. He's actually going to go to our clinic and see how they're using the patches and the sound frequency. So pretty cool stuff. A lot more stuff coming online. So who would like to share first? I know. One thing, Barbara, I know you were talking about a group of multi-level marketing that had basically gone offline, and maybe they might want to get involved with LifeWave, bring their teams on board. So maybe you can talk about that. Of course, LifeWave is the number one for the last few years and is rapidly going up. So it's going to be here well into the future because every time the economy goes down, people move to wellness. Throughout history, every time the economy goes down. So you guys are in the best thing out there, and we want to help you guys. I know some of you guys are like looking at, using the patches, and there are, ways that you can get those patches for free. We're trying to get you guys involved in that too. So, Barbara, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. It was actually announced only 3 days ago that this supposedly well-known company, I personally have never heard of it before. I'm beginning to more understand why. I've been trying to do some research today, but all of a sudden they were just told that their business was being closed. So, no pre-warning, nothing. Some of us with LifeWave can relate to that. As you know, Michael, you've heard the story. from me to Connie and Robin and Gregory and Dr. Pam, Dr. Tom, and so many of us were together in a very well-known company for several years. And he decided to close. He was from another country. He decided to close and go e-commerce. Now that I'm sharing that because the difference in that owner and whomever owns this other company that has gone out, which they call it either Monterey or Monterey. Somebody said it was French. It's you're just getting a lot of information, but you know, whatever it is, if it's French, I'm not going to sound good with a southern accent trying to pronounce it. But the gentleman that we work with was such a good person that he continued to pay us top leaders for I think about 6 months. Now that's a good man. But of course, that was during COVID and some issues. But supposedly, this company just out of the blue, they're owned by a private equity firm, and they were wellness products. And it seems they tend to cater more to women's products, from makeup to whatever, and nutrition. But if we could all just maybe try and connect with some of those people, as far as my opinion, the old saying, when God closes a door, he opens another one. And I think that's going to happen with those people because the ones I've read about today were really good people. You know, we're good people. They're good people. They're wanting to help others. And, I just think that if we all can just do some research, and if it can take time, I've spent a lot of time the last couple of days trying to learn more about the company and where I can find contacts. And this is what, if people are interested, I think I'm never going to tell you what to do, but you might want to consider doing some research, trying to find a rep in your area. I did it for my area that I live in, and I didn't find anyone the first day, the second day. Today, I found the name of someone, but they're already deleting all their contact information. I couldn't even get information on her for Facebook. But the reason I'm sharing that is because of her first name. It took me to someone else's first name with that company, and she had put out a post that she was sad that they had done this to them. And I could tell by her wording, she was a very caring person. And so I couldn't even contact her. She had no phone numbers or anything like that. I couldn't even get on her direct messaging option, but I just decided to comment from her post. And I've left her a message, and I don't know if she'll contact me back. It ends up she's in Australia. So, you know, I said, okay, God, now wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, but you never know. I'm not going to be negative about it. I'm going to think, whoa, what if this lady does contact me? I have put it out there. Now it's up to the good Lord to help me as well. But my feelings are, if you're interested, this is wide open. This was a big company. They had been in business for 23 years. So I have to feel like they were a really good, reputable company, but I don't know that much about equity firms, you know, but I did read that it was a business issue. It had nothing to do with the people or the products. It was a business decision. So I just think there may be a lot of people out there looking for something else, especially if they were successful. in the network marketing. So I don't know what you guys think, or if any of you have already done your research and you found anything, I'd love for you to speak up and share it with everybody else as to how you did it. What did you connect with? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great, Barbara. Thanks. Sally Dutton in the chat said there's some about she's got some on her Facebook feed about the closure of Monterey, however it's pronounced. So she's what is it? How's it pronounced? How do
I
you
thought I would
Modere?
think it's Modere.
Well, dear. Okay.
I
Okay.
saw
Oh,
that
dear.
too as well,
Modere.
the accents. Yeah. The accents on that, the E's.
So we got our New Zealand group already jumping on it, and we've got
Yeah,
our
I hope so.
we got a lot of people with stories tonight, Barbara, but that
All
is
right.
awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, if you can only get one person, wouldn't that be a blessing? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
Let's
definitely.
go
It would, Barbara.
for
Thank
it.
you.
Go for it. I think if it's meant to be, we'll get somebody. So just keep putting the information out, and whatever you find, send it to Michael so he can share it with everybody, or send it to Jen, you know, send it to Michael. Let's just work as a team and see what all we can find,
Yeah,
who we can find. Okay.
absolutely.
Hello. Can you hear me? You can hear me because I can't hear you.
Michael,
Good.
I accidentally muted you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me, Jen?
Yes, I can. And
Go
okay.
ahead.
Go ahead. Great. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Hello. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing great. Thank you for allowing me to share once again. Jen, are you putting those pictures up?
Go ahead
Jen?
and start your story, and I will. I've had them all set up for us today.
Okay. Of
Share them.
course. I was on about a month ago. It was my second day of vacation. I was in Clearwater Beach, Florida. I was walking home. It was 8:30 at night. It was pretty dark. And I face planted on a sidewalk from a piece of metal that was sticking up through the sidewalk. I never tripped. I went down face first, blacked out, not for long, and got up. And I think I was probably basically in shock. I walked home, went to bed, and the first picture was the picture the day it was like 12 hours after the fall. The second, this is my second day of pictures. And you can see I'm wearing the patches. Some of the pictures are shown, some of them aren't. This is the third day of the fall. So you can see things are changing. This is the fifth day, and then this is the seventh day.
That's
Now
just
I find this, I am just like in awe. I'm so grateful. I didn't break a thing. I've been on X39 for 9 months, X49 for 8 months, and the patch that I was using over my eyebrow was X39, and then on the side I would use Alveda. And you know, I just wanted to share the pictures. I mean, pictures speak a thousand words. I have no clue how I didn't break anything. It was amazing. I went down. I never tripped. I just went, my hip, they tell me I hit my head, came up, hit my head again. Did not fracture the bone. I have, it's just, I thank God. I am just like amazed at what these patches do. It's the inflammation. The inflammation, and we all have inflammation, but it was the 7 days to get rid of that. That's insane. So I hope the pictures help somebody. I hope it gives them a lot of courage to get out there and speak. because this is the real deal. And anyway, I also, before I go any further, this team is a godsend. When I was panicking, Roxanne was there. Jen, they were running around trying to get me patches, and even Tracy Joe, she was going to bring me patches over. So, that in itself, being with such a wonderful, wonderful team, I mean, I was beside myself. I didn't know what I was doing. It was crazy. But again, 7 days, look at the pictures. You just can't. You can't make it up. It's what it is. So anyway, I hope it helps people. Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah, that was amazing. That one cut you had over your nose, that seemed to heal up really fast too.
It all, yes. And and here's another thing. And we talk about this all the time. And I'm 72. So the fact that I was on X39 and X49 for that amount of time, I believe that's why I didn't break anything. But to face plant, I mean, my husband said my head hit the ground, came up, hit the ground again.
Wow.
I mean, that is the fact that I didn't, they thought I, of course, I went to urgent care after when I got, I thought, well, maybe I better go check it out, and they thought maybe I had a fractured orbital. Nope. No fracture. So, I mean, again, I'm so grateful. Thank God. Anyway, thank God I had those patches. Anyway, but
Great.
I hope people can use it and help other people.
Yeah, that's very inspiring, motivational. Thanks, Joanne. Darlene.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Gotcha.
Cool. Well, this is going to be like a three-parter. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible, but I think it would be interesting for people to know. It would have been 2 weeks ago. We had a storm, and I had left my back porch door open. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, things were going sideways, and I thought, I better go close that door. So there's three steps down to this into the sun porch, and normally there's not a rug there, but there was a little throw rug that was laying up there. And in the dark, I wasn't paying attention, and my foot hit that, and my legs went flying out from under me, hyperextended my knees, and then trying to get them back under me, and also going sideways. I did some real damage. I hit my side of my head and my temple and cheek on my teeter inversion table. Going down, I hit my ribs, on my right side, my hip, my thigh, my side of my foot, that I crumbled my knees underneath. They started swelling like crazy. The arch of my left foot. I pretty much hit just about my back. I pretty much hit everything I could except for my left side. And it immediately started, within a few minutes, started bruising. And from what I could see. But I'm sitting on the floor at the bottom of the steps. And now I've been on the X39 for I'm in my 7th month, X49 for 2.5 months, Eon for probably 6 months, and Elavita for probably about 6 months. So I'm sitting at the bottom of the floor. By all accounts, again, I'm 73. Normally, you would think I would have broken something or whatever. Oh, I sprained my neck. It was swelling because I must have torqued it when I hit it. And I'm sitting there and I'm realizing nothing's broken. And I'm giving thanks with a lot of gratitude to God and whoever and the angels and the patches. And I'm thanking God for these patches because I know in my heart that they have helped strengthen my bones and my ligaments and stuff and made them more flexible. So it took me about an hour at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, to get back up the steps because I had to lift myself up to each step, which is no small feat considering my body size, and things, because I was on the floor and I couldn't get on my knees. They were just like bowling balls. They were so swollen, so small bowling balls. But at any rate, I finally got up to the top of the step, sitting on it, and then with leverage, rocking myself back and forth, I was able to get up the steps. And I thought, and I'm like hurting everywhere, of course. And the first thing I did was go get my patches, and I started wallpapering. I wallpapered both feet, my knees, my right hip and leg, my neck, my face, my chest, my ribs. I mean, I was wallpapered everywhere, mostly with X39, X49, Eon, a little bit. I think I might have used one elevator or something because it's going to help you sleep. But we've talked about these and patches, and of course, I'm praying over the patches as I'm patching, right? We've talked about these patches with the light within the patches that kind of reflect our body light and whatever. And so I go to bed and I'm praying and I'm calling on the healing angels and the unknown angels and the archangels, whatever, God for help to help me with healing. And I close my eyes. I'm going to get choked up here. The most beautiful, etheric white light with a blue tinge started, and it came in through my body and encased my body. And I know that was the light from the patches extending throughout my body to help with the healing. And it was so beautiful. And I felt so protected and so taken care of in that moment. And I fell asleep. When I woke up the next morning, the bruising is gone. The swelling is down. It is just totally amazing. Now, I'm not going to say I was 100% at that point, but at 12 hours, the bruising is no longer there. Now, I still had trouble getting up and down out of a chair a little bit, but by 24 hours, I was fine there too, in 24-hour period of time. And by 36 hours, I was doing what I normally do. And I went back to just my regular patching at that point too. So, but I felt so good, and I'm so thankful for these patches. But then what happened is I had an appointment on Monday morning with my DO, and he's been working with me for like probably 7, 8 years in order to keep me on my feet because of a car accident. And because before I could not stand, and I still wasn't able to stand more than about 2 minutes without going into acute back pain and feeling my back was going to snap and things like that. Well, I almost canceled the appointment because I thought my back feels better than it has forever. I don't remember almost when it felt like this. It was so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And so I thought, no, I'm going to go because I can tell maybe I might have a little bit of jamming in my wrists or my ankles or just to smooth it out. Because he does osteopathic manual manipulation just through, pressure points and things. And so I got there and I'm telling him about this fall. And I said, but I needed to see you just to make sure. Well, we started at my feet and worked all the way up to my head. And he's just like shaking his head, and we're both kind of laughing. I said, "I know. I can't believe it. You're not finding a whole lot other than just little tiny fine-tune adjustments." And he said, "I would have never believed this." He said, "Having worked with you for all these years, I know how your body reacts to things." And he said, "This is like a miracle." He said, "You had a therapeutic fall. It seems like it has adjusted things that maybe I couldn't even get to, that it's put you in such good alignment for your back that has made such a difference." And he says, "I don't suggest you go fall again, but, and of course, I'm talking patches all this time as well. I'm going, I know, but these patches, they really, and I'm talking about my vision and stuff like that too." So, but he's in total agreement. He just said, "This is amazing. I would have never believed it if I hadn't seen it." But he's like, "Yeah." So I got confirmation from him. I have been able to, now my knees, I'm going to be focusing on my left knee still, but as far as my back goes, I don't have to sit I can get up and walk and stand at the kitchen sink and do things. I can walk into, like Saturday, I was on the go from Saturday morning early until about 7 o'clock Saturday night, out with friends and in a car and restaurants and different places, and I could actually, my back held up.
Wow, man, you had a lot of good things happening, and with Darlene, you and Joanne having been on the patches, both of you are saying that that's probably one of the reasons why you didn't have a worst case scenario. You just got banged up a little bit, and you recovered very quickly. So another thing that I like, Darlene, that you're talking about, and I've had angelic experiences as well, is when you're in that. You're calling in, because we've talked about this many times with the patches, calling in, doing prayer and calling in assistance and help. So the patches, I believe, actually get you into that state of vibrational consciousness, help you get there, where it facilitates that. So the prayer and the patches, facilitating that brainwave activity, really give you a very nice experience. So yeah. Many benefits. So, thanks so much for sharing that.
That was beyond beautiful. Just amazing. That was a miracle.
Oh, absolutely. Tammy.
Hello, Michael, Tracy, everybody. I'm from Maine. I'm Tammy Lou. A lot of people haven't heard my story, and I've been sharing it just, this year. I've been on the patches for about a week shy of Anne Morrow from Maine, so that's almost 5 years now. I'm going to start back 37 or 38 years ago. I ended up in the hospital in a deep sleep, and for 6.5 weeks. When I woke up, I was left with some pretty severe issues. One was facial recognition. This is the worst one, and I'm going to share this with you because this really makes me get all choky and everything. I don't know if you can see it, but these are pictures of my children. When I came out, when I woke up, I knew I had children, but I didn't know what their faces looked like, and that's why, shortly after I woke up, I started laminating pictures and would hang them on in my mirror. So when I went to pick my kids up at school, I could recognize them.
Wow.
I had a short and long-term memory loss, a severe, severe, severe headache, headaches. Sometimes I would end up in the hospital once or twice a month. This went on, fatigue, body aches, the whole bit. I mean, I was what I called when I first started seeing Anne 5 years ago, a hot mess. I was a hot mess. And so Anne and I started working on my diet. that I'm going to back up just a little bit. I'm trying to keep it short, but I was asked to make some certain talk about certain things. And the day that I met Anne was really hard for me as well. Another day, that's the day after living in this pain for over 30 some odd years, I wanted to end my life. And that's hard for me to say. But I didn't want to live anymore. The headaches were too much, and my body, everything. I didn't want to live. So that day, my boys were, they're adults, children, and I went and bought them their lunches and brought lunches. That was the last time I was going to see them, and I just didn't want to live anymore. That was shortly after that I met Anne. Miraculously, I met Anne, talking about spiritual and faith. I mean, God sent someone to me for that because I'm still here today. But 5 years ago, I was called a one patch wonder. I put a patch X39 on C7, and within 15 minutes, my head was, I'm going to do this because this is what it felt like. It felt like it was crackling, like everything was moving, because what I had a lot of inflammation in my brain, and that was causing me to have that headache for so many years nonstop. And so I call Ann up and I go, Ann, I go, this is what's going on. And she goes, well, take it off. She says, it's too much. And I go, you know what? No. After 30 some odd years of struggling, something's happening. I'm keeping it on. I kept it on for the 12 hours. Fast forward 3 days, patch on, patch off. 3 days, and my headaches were completely gone after so many years. My severe headaches took about 3 months. And the reason why you have not heard my story before now, after being on the patches for 5 years, I now have developed a voice. I can put words into sentences. I went to a year and a half of rehab to learn how to talk, walk, read, and write, and count to 10. I couldn't even count to 10. I don't know how I lived. I don't know how I did it, but someone was with me. And today I keep these pictures in my vehicle because they really kind of, made me keep going forward and going forward. I have a voice now. Sometimes it's hard to keep me quiet, but I've told my story a few times and it's helped a lot of people. I'm talking to some people in Africa and all over the world. They're contacting me. I was very faithful in the patches. I every day, 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Now, today, I dabble in all the patches because I want to know what they all do. I drink. I keep myself hydrated. My kids are in their 40s now, and they tell me I act like I'm 25 and I'm 64. So it's just amazing what it's done for me. And if I can help anybody, I want to be there to help someone. But it's just consistency, having the faith, and not giving up. And I almost gave up. So just don't ever give up, no matter what condition you're in, even if you're in a hot mess. I was in a hot mess, now I'm not. So thank you for letting me share. And Michael and Tracy and Jen, I can't wait to see you at our next event here in Maine. I can't wait for you guys to come up. I'm so excited. And I guess that's it. I don't know what else to say.
Wow, that's amazing.
Annie
That's
Liz.
so
Thank you.
amazing. I'm crying. I'm sorry. That was beautiful. I
Well,
love your voice.
that's why I could never share because I always cried and I'm shaking. You can see me shaking. But I have a voice and I need to share to help others. So that's where I am today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was
Wow.
beautiful. Very beautiful. Jason.
Wow, what a beautiful testimony. So I have another testimony. One of my clients, who's going to be 72 in a week or so, she's been on the patch. She's been on the X39 for about 22 months. And then she started with the X49 about a year ago, maybe between 12 and 13 months, something like that. And so she went on the X49 because she had a bone density issue. And so she gets a test every 2 years. And her bone density before the patches was 2.6. It's called a DEXA scan T score. I don't know if you're familiar with that kind of exam for bone density, but it's called a T score. And it went from a 2.6 to a 2.1. And she told me that that was a significant change. And she said she's been walking, so she did the patches and the walking. So she's not sure how much of it was the walking, but she really believes the patches were a part of that improvement. And so she was very happy because that's why she was going with the 49 as an add-on to the 39. So praise the Lord. That was amazing. I was very happy to hear that just this past week.
Yeah, that's outstanding, Jason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're hearing from a lot of people about the X49. So the X49 is kind of like it works on the bone density, like Jason was just talking about, and the other ladies that had the fall. So definitely helps you out. I don't think it's just later in life, you're anytime in life, because I know that I had my kneecap shattered. I wish I'd been on the X49 back then. So maybe it wouldn't have been shattered. So Elizabeth.
Michael, can I say one thing?
Sure.
Lovell and Bajai have finally joined us, and they also have a very important share. So they just there. They got their hand up. Thank you, because they just
Okay.
arrived.
Awesome.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Okay, so I'll make this quick. So I'll just say my diastolic and my systolic readings are too high. One of the reasons I got on the patches. So anyway, out to my kid's house, and what do I forget? My patches. So it's about 10 days go by before they can get them in the mail and get them back to me. And I had ordered more patches, but as you know, from California to the East Coast takes a while. In the meantime, I have a blood pressure incident. I'll just leave it at that. So I was like, wow, this really isn't good. Need more medicine, blah, blah, blah. Got my patches back. They came both from LifeWave and from my kids within a day or two. Got back on the patches. And within 48 hours, everything went back to normal. And I had to reduce my medication. So, my doctor's saying it's too fringe for her, but she can't believe the readings I have. And I have a sister that's 23 months from me. She's on three or four different medications, BP not under control at all. So the difference is the patches. And I had just been going along. I knew they were helping me, but I didn't realize how much. Stay on them. I also feel like if you just think about the patches a little bit, it almost tells you where to place them. I know the traditional C7, whatever, but if you're having a particular ailment, you just meditate on it for a minute. The patches will almost tell you where to place them on your body. It's amazing. Thank you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks, Elizabeth. Trish.
Oh, I just wanted to say something. Yes, they do talk to you. They do. They communicate with you. They're sentient. They're alive, you guys. They're alive.
Hi. I agree. I always put the patches on where it hurts. My name's Trish. I've been on the patches about, can you hear me? I have my earbud in.
There we
Anyway,
got you.
I've been on the patches about 14 months, and I'm 69 years old. I'll be 70 in 3 months. So I'm a nurse. I work three 12-hour shifts in a row, stepped off my back step. I got this like a little migraine, and I fractured my fifth metatarsal on my way to PT for my left hip in December. Wearing the air boot, I've since hurt my right knee and my right hip, and I'm probably having my first hip surgery. He said pick a hip the end of May. So I've also been using my Rife machine. I've got all red lates. I've got a power plate. I've got so many things, and I do Reiki. So I think all those vibration things are fine, as we were talking about with the singing bowls. But my question is, so Dr. Tom was saying if one X39 doesn't work, wear a second one. So today I didn't want to use any ibuprofen. I'm working my first, I'm working a 7-hour nursing shift tomorrow. I haven't worked in about 3 weeks. I'm a little afraid of it. So I had two X39s on today, the X49 that I always wear. I wear my Eon and Elevina at night. How many X39s can I wear? Because theoretically, I could wear five and maybe ice waves also on my knee. Is that too many? Does anything cancel each other out?
I've heard of people wearing that many. So if
Okay.
you feel inspired to do that, listen to the patches. Dr. Annabelle, you have anything?
Yes, definitely feel inspired, be intuitive. I actually did hear, and I'm going to be as compliant as possible. I did hear a story of a woman who has that nerve pain that runs on your face, and that is intense. She used six patches on her body, on her face, to get that pain to relieve. So I guess it'd be more of place one. Give it a little bit of time, see how you feel, and kind of go with it. The beauty of the patches is if you start to feel a little woozy or dizzy because you're like, that's a lot of energy, we just remove it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Water, lots of water. Good, good.
Arthur.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I had my hand up for Pete. He's a new brand partner. And I had shared some patches with him. And I followed up with him, and he was in the emergency room. So I had to let him go. And I hit myself in the knee. I said, man, I wish I had found out what was wrong and told him to put a patch on. Anyway, a couple of days later, I got in touch with him. He was out of the hospital, out of the emergency room. And he's on the show now. I'm hoping he can unmute and tell this story because he can tell it better than I. He was having ear pain, and he put an Eon on it. They had given him a lot of pain medication, some Oxy. I think they gave him a couple other drugs too, and nothing helped. Oh, there he is. Go
When I
ahead, Pete.
first,
Tell
yeah.
it yourself, Pete.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Pete.
My Pete, I'm from the Bronx. I transplanted here to Florida, so it's still kind of getting used to. But can everybody hear me fine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
fine.
great. All right. So yeah, I met Tim through a friend, and I've been having some other issues, and that's how I got introduced with these patches. Like Tim was saying, one day I'm in the ER because I have an insane earache. The pain is debilitating. I couldn't drive myself to the ER. My son drove me. While they're there, they're looking, and first it was determined that it looked like it was an insect in my ear. So they tried using forceps, suction, and irrigation. Nothing worked. During this time, they first gave me some Tylenol. Tylenol did nothing, of course. As time progressed, the pain just got worse and worse as they kept working on it. They gave me Oxy. Oxy did nothing. Finally, I went from the urgent care center to the main hospital where I had to go see a surgeon. And they held me down and gave me fentanyl. Was the last thing that they gave me. And even with the fentanyl, it was absolutely excruciating. Long story short, they pulled out what I think was a palmetto bug out of my ear. And it was just one of the most excruciating pains I've ever felt. But when I got home, they didn't give me any pain medicine. And I had an Eon patch that Tim had given me, and I put it on there. And man, I kid you not, it was almost instantaneous. The pain was gone. And it was weird because I kept trying to focus to see if it was something in my head. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just imagining, maybe the pain is really still there. It was insane. The pain was just gone. And I couldn't believe it. That right there made me a believer. It was amazing. It really was. And little by little, I'm introducing it to my family. And my aunt has a very severe backache. And I gave her an X39 the other day. And she was walking around the house pretty well. Pretty well. So the people that I've been introducing it to has have positive results. And I love it. I think it's really great. And I hope this gets bigger. But I want to thank Tim, because if it wasn't for that patch, I don't know, I would have gone nuts. I really, the pain was that much. And they didn't send me home with any pain meds. So it was just really debilitating. And if it wasn't for that patch, I wouldn't have gotten any rest that night. So, Tim, thank you so much. It really helped out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's a great story. God, that's crazy. Palmetto in your ear.
Oh, man. Yeah, when they pulled out one
of the things. You got the story for life.
Oh, yeah. I actually screamed. The nurse was... The look on the nurse's face when they pulled one of those legs out was insane. Mm. But amazing results. It's something that really, truly, unless somebody goes through it, they won't understand. They won't understand how effective it is. And I don't know if I told Tim, but I was wearing one at work one day and somebody looked at me and said, "Hey, is that an X39? She was from Texas, and I'm here in Florida, and it struck up a conversation, and it was fantastic. It's amazing how it's starting to spread. It's getting out there.
That's beautiful, Pete. Yeah, thanks for sharing. That's a great story. Hey,
thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys listening.
Absolutely. Lynn.
So I have three quick shares. The first is I'm absolutely loving this newer X39 protocol to put it directly on the pain, and all of my customers are too. So I cut my heel open, just a thing that happened, and I knew I was going to have a hard time running because it hurt. And I just slapped that X39 on there, and within 24 hours, the gash was completely covered over and healed up. And I was able to run on it. And that would have been impossible without that X39. So I just want to encourage people. And I was prepared to place up to 3 patches to make it go away, but one did the trick. The second thing is, I've been talking the last couple of weeks about my personal trainer who got up the patches, started going backward, got back on. So I saw her recently, and she has even more results. Her knee was going out, patched her knee. It's fine. She can lift heavier weights now. She can do more cardio. So everything our patches are supposed to do. And then the third thing is, I want to really encourage people to keep checking their HVAC filters and changing their filters in their car. So in my house, the chemical attacks are so bad. I'm having to change my filters now once a month. And they're black every time. And I talked before about how I've lived in my house for 14 years, changed them every quarter. They've been white as snow. And then they started going black after the fog attack in December. And now all of our chemical attacks. And I was the protocol that works for me is the glutathione here in the neck and the energy patches on lung point one. And it clears it out fast to keep the detox going. And I'm in Missouri. So just to make everyone aware, you know, this is farmland and they're after our food supply. So my trainer was here. Of course, she lives in this area. She told me that ever since January, she has this horrific phlegm that is off the chart. She's never had anything like it. And I started telling her about the fog and the chemtrails. She didn't have the glutathione. So she put the X39 on her neck where normally we'd put the glutathione, and then she had the X49s and not the energy patches, so she put those on lung point ones, and within 2 days it was gone. And she's been fighting this since January, fighting it, trying everything under the sun to make it work, make it stop. Nothing did. 1 or 2 days, she's fine.
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So, you know, I do shows and I talk about how we're like, you know, like here in Florida, we've had blue skies, but I'm wary of that because the places where they say they passed the, you know, no more chemtrailing, that's where they've been having crazy storms. So who knows what's going on out there. So
detox. You're welcome.
Detox. Yeah, definitely detox. Yep. Very good. Thank you. Noble.
LaBelle and Miget. This is actually Ina Miget. his wife, and Lavelle's coming up right after me.
Okay, very good.
So, I am so honored to be on here, guys. I have a couple of stories, but I'm going to start off first with the horse story. I sent you some pictures, Jen. Were you able to upload
Oh
those
God.
pictures?
Yes, just start talking and I'll pull them up. I'm sorry. I have.
Okay. So 5 years ago, I don't know what happened. Hold on. Hold
Okay.
on. There we go.
Oh, good.
All
There
right. Hi, there I am. I thought I was on already. 5 years ago, we joined the company. Well, over 5 years ago, we joined the company. And once you see the pictures that I was able to be ignorance on fire for the first time in this company, God will send you where you need to go, first
Yep.
of all. And I'm a firm believer. And my husband and I are ministers in our faith in this company and using this company as our ministry foundation, okay, if you will. And this Rising Stars of Equestrian Therapy is a foundation that 23 years ago I lost contact with. And it was the main reason why we got in contact with them is because they take thoroughbred race horses and turn them into therapy horses instead of putting them straight down. Okay. And this is Kiwi. Kiwi was already 13 years old. All right. When I found the foundation again, I was speaking on the X39, and my mind out of the blue. I didn't know how to get back to this agent, this production, or excuse me, this foundation. But God led me straight to them, and I was speaking about the X39, and that I would like to come up and give them a demonstration of it. And to my amazement, they were telling me about their horses. I said, "Oh, is this the foundation that my son used 23 years ago? And her name was Pat, and she was the founder of it." And he said, "Yes, that's my mom." I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh!" Bottom line is that he said, "Can these patches help animals?" And I said, "Absolutely." Now, like I said, ignorance on fire, don't know anything, right? So he says, "How fast can you get up there?" I said, "I'm already in the car. Give me the address." Put it in there, got up there. He said, "I spent $14,000 in a vet for a vet veterinarian to come and service my horse's leg." Now, the horse is already 13 years old, pretty old, right? And he gashed the horse, the horse gashed his leg open. Could not heal that leg whatsoever. I came up, prayed over his leg, patched him up in a circle all around it, and wrapped it with gauze and ice bandage, and left it on there 3 days later. That's what it looked like.
Amazing.
Simply amazing.
That's
Now,
beautiful. That's
see
a
where
miracle.
you may. That's a miracle. Now, where you may be ignorance on fire because you're new, but don't let that stop you, okay? Walk out on faith and you can get it done because God is with you. And now, so,
I love that.
I
hey,
know. Amen. I'm
if it's
amening
not
that
fun,
one.
we're not doing it because God is joy, right? Okay, so the other story is today, this morning, I haven't had this in about 4, maybe 3 years. I had this situation was called it's called angina of the heart, where it makes you feel like you're having a heart attack or a stroke or something, where your muscles around your heart tightens up, and it's neither one. And so I had that situation start happening to me this morning, and I was complaining. I was like, "Oh my God, it hurts so bad I can barely take a deep breath." And so I got up and I put the X39, the glutathione, the carnosine, the X49, the Eon, and I put it all around the left side, from the middle to the left side of my chest. And within, I would say, 30 to 40 minutes, it was gone. And look at me.
Wow.
I am so excited. I didn't have to go to the emergency and sit in the hospital like I've done in prior years.
Wow.
And I am super excited. Guys, when you have any doubt, just wrap yourself with the incredible miracle patches. And to that, I'm sticking to it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Anti-aging,
Well,
age reversal.
yeah, you're looking amazing.
Thank
And
you.
your story, from the beginning where your husband's like carrying you to the bathroom, and then you like just overcame that so quick in your high heels after that, dancing around. Wow, what a great story. I love
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jason. Have a nice one.
it. You too.
Right, great job, honey. Yeah, so and she looks good too. She's 60, everybody, so okay. Age reversal works. So my story is like my wife said, 5 years ago we got started with the company, Michael and everyone, and I had severe pain because I used to look like Michael. I used to run 5 miles in the morning, 3 at night, and I used to teach like 100 students when I was 16 years old in martial arts. I had a first degree black belt when I was very young. I'm 66 now. 5 years ago, I was 60, 61. And everybody, Michael, running on the pavement is not good for your knees. And I used to do that 5 miles every morning, 3 at night, because I wanted to be the best of the best as I was teaching my students. And I was only 16 teaching adults, actually. And I had extreme pain. I kept telling my wife, hey, my knee hurts. So I put the X39 on, and 30 days, guys, all that pain went away. And it's 5 years later, it's never come back. But I've been in the company and I've met amazing people like Michael and Jen and all you guys. And Dr. Ackland and I, we struck up a conversation at a conference that my wife and I were speaking at because my blood sugar was still high. It was over 200. And I said, Dr. Ackland, have you found a way that can lower blood sugar? Because I was on Ozempic medicine and it's still over 200 most of the time. And he said X39 and X49 and put the SP6 on the inside of your left ankle, about 4 fingers above your left ankle and inside of your leg. And I did that, guys. And in 2 weeks, my sugar went to 86, guys. And guess what? That was 9 months ago. My sugar is still regulated, guys. It's always in the hundreds, low hundreds, where it's supposed to be between 80 and 120, guys. But the key is consistency. You got to stay consistent. Because I tell people this who have high blood sugar, and I'm like, well, my sugar hasn't come down like that. And I'm like, well, are you wearing it every day, that combination, that protocol? Well, not every day. Well, there you go, guys. Every day, okay? Every day. Everybody say every day.
Every day.
Every day.
All right, guys.
Absolutely.
God bless. Thank you so much for letting us
I
share,
want to
everybody.
say something to that great story just at the end. People that are on prescription medication don't miss their pill every day. They know. Replace the pill with a patch. It's the same protocol for both. Why can is it easier to believe in a pill than it is something that's helping you? Those pills are harming everyone. Anyway, that was a lovely testimony. Thanks so much.
Beautiful. All right, guys. If you want to like unmute, it's been great sharing. Thanks so much for everybody share. Love to see you guys next time. So good night. Lots of love to you.
Good
night,
night,
everybody.
everybody.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
God bless. Have a great
Thank
evening.
you.
Bless you all.
Bye.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
God bless
Jesus.
you.
Thank you.
Love
God
bridges.
bless.
Love bridges.
Have a nice day.
Happy
Thank you.
Holy.